So how many people like jelly beans? Like jelly beans? What's your favorite flavor? Black licorice. What's yours? What's that? Red ones?
They're good. They're good.
Are they spice or fruity?
Red.
The spice green ones? Anybody else? Cherry? Yeah, I like the black ones, right? Kind of neat liking black jelly beans. My whole family, every year they always gave me their black jelly beans out of their bags because nobody else wanted to eat them. What's that? Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, that's where those came from. I have a bag of just black jelly beans. It's heaven on earth when they decided to make that. You know, the black jelly beans, you know, reminds us about how black that day was. You know, when the women came to the tomb, it was still dark. And this is a time when there were no electric lights, right? And you didn't have all the light pollution that we're used to and all. I mean, you ever been away at night, away from all the lights and all that kind of stuff? I mean, it gets dark. The city of Olean never gets that dark. But it was dark. And it was dark emotionally, a time of deep grief. Right? I mean, these ladies coming, you know, one of the Marys might have been the woman caught in adultery. You know, one of the Marys might have been the sister of Lazarus. You know, these are people that Jesus had touched very, very deeply. And they came to the tomb to anoint Jesus' body. He'd been buried so quickly that the body had not been properly prepared. They came back to do that. I'd like to read about what happened. You can follow along in your pew Bible, Matthew 28, starting at verse 1, or follow along on the projection behind me here. Matthew 28. So it's Sunday morning. The Sabbath was Saturday. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. Now, these are Roman guards. They don't shake very easily. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. They fell down at his feet. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, where they will see me." The ladies came expecting to find a dead body in a tomb. But God changed everything. There had been an earthquake when Jesus died, and there was another one when he rose again. The massive stone was rolled away by an angel to show everyone the tomb was empty. Now, I don't think the stone was rolled away to let Jesus out. Nothing was going to hold Jesus in. So I think the stone was rolled away for the women and the disciples to be able to see that the tomb was empty. The angel came as a messenger for us, and he came to let us see that Jesus was gone from the tomb. The ladies came expecting to find a dead body in a tomb. So what have you come expecting today? Do you think you might see Jesus? Do you think that he might actually touch you today? I know we came to worship, we came to honor our risen Savior. And that's what Easter is all about. We came to celebrate that Jesus is alive. He's alive forever. And Jesus touches us when we honor him. We are changed. He still appears suddenly, miraculously. Now, I don't know. I've never literally, physically seen or touched Jesus. I've never put my finger in the holes in his wrists. But in my spirit, he has touched me. And in my spirit, I have seen him. His spirit has touched me at times when I least expect him. Let's remember that Easter is a day of surprises. It's a day of big surprises. A day of remembering and celebrating the biggest, the best surprise given to humanity. Jesus is alive. He still comes to us. He still comes and calms our fears. You know, he is as alive today as he has ever been. It's been 2,000 years. He is as real as ever. This reminds me, you know, it's been 2,000 years, he's still alive. You know the hymn, Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they... I just always remember Heather, whenever she would hear that song, she would just, of course I wasn't there. I'd be 2,000 years old. Nobody lives that long. And she just really thought it was a dumb song. You know, she gets the reality of what it's trying to say, but, you know, of course we weren't there. No one lives 2,000 years, right? But Jesus is alive forever. And he is as alive today as he ever was. He is as strong today. Death has lost. Satan has lost. It's over for them. Jesus is victor. He is new life out of death. Instead of beatings and rejection, he is healing and restoration. So I think we should go today looking for Jesus to surprise us. Maybe if you're expecting a surprise, it really isn't a surprise, but I think he'll surprise us anyway. Maybe we'll experience him on the road as we travel through life. Maybe he will teach us things even before we recognize him. Maybe he will call us, and as we follow, we'll learn who Jesus really is. Experience life the way we've never known it. Maybe he will roll some giant stone out of our way. You know, the stone, when people would do these tombs, the stone would be set up that would roll downhill to the bottom to close the tomb over. It doesn't just roll away. You've got to push it away. Maybe Jesus would just push some stones away for us. Maybe the giant stone's inside of us, and he's going to take some stronghold out of our hearts. But we need to be looking for him. I think we should be looking for an encounter with the living Lord because he is alive. He is risen indeed. And we need to expect him to interact with us.